Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Before I go ahead, let me just say, today is the Feast of St. Patrick, and I have a bit of Irish blood in me, so I love to celebrate this feast. You can too. Read a little bit about St. Patrick. I can't take time on this program to do it, but he was a great man in terms of the people of Ireland. So let's take a look now at the first reading for today, Isaiah 49, verses 8 to 15. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor, I answer you. On the day of salvation, I help you, and I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those in darkness, show yourselves. Along the ways they shall find pasture, on every bare height shall their pastures be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For he who pities them leads them and guides them beside springs of water. I will cut a road through all my mountains and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the south, and some from the land of Syene. Sing out, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant? Be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget. Think of that. God knows us, and he knows every detail. There's nothing hidden from him, really. Open your heart to him. If there are sins that you haven't confessed, please go soon, because you cut yourself off sometimes from more grace and more goodness that God wants to give you. Just ask God to forgive you. Go to confession. Receive what Christ really gives you through the church. Open your heart. God is merciful in every way. God will never forget us. And the Psalm 145 says, the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works. The Lord is faithful in all his words and holy in all his works. The Lord lifts up all who are falling, raises up all who are bowed down. The Lord is just in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Brothers and sisters, you say, well, gee, I've sinned a lot in my life and I haven't confessed it. God sees you. God knows you. Go to confession and say it, and you're free. Because God forgives. Don't miss his saving grace. He wants to receive you. I know it can be embarrassing. I understand it can be hard. But brothers and sisters, you would be receiving new life through it. Believe me. So let's take a look now at the gospel for today. Gospel of John chapter 5 verses 17 to 30. I may have to skip a little bit here in times of time, but maybe not. Jesus answered the Jews, my Father is at work until now, so I am at work. For this reason they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. My goodness. Jesus answered and said to them, amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he does. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also the Son gives life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. That doesn't mean you don't confess your sins, but when you give your life to the Lord, you're more eager to be shed of your sins. And that's what God wants for us. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, and the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. So also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. That means that they did not go to confession. If you go to confession, your mistakes are wiped clean. I cannot do anything on my own, says Jesus. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sends me. Brothers and sisters, what is God's will for us? God desires that we be with him in heaven, and he will help us in every way. Forgiveness, starting anew, he will give us the strength for everything. You can be surprised sometimes how God takes care of us. Please, brothers and sisters, God's mercy has no boundaries. It really doesn't, unless you turn away from him, unless you refuse. He loves you. He loves you very, very much. Brothers and sisters, I want to share with you, as we bring this program to a close, I want to share from St. Columban what he said. Seeking eternal life with our Heavenly Father, while being present to everyone everywhere, God remains invisible. For he who created all things from nothing is greater than all that can be seen and greater than all that is. But let us pray to him. For although he is invisible and unfathomable, God the Trinity is still known and present to us. Let us pray to him, I say, while we are here, so that there we may enter into more intimately and understand more clearly. Singing as we progress on our journey, let us say, let us run after you toward the scent of your perfume. And my soul has cleaved to you and draw me after you, so that with the help of these songs, we may pass more swiftly through this world, unless we are filled with the urgent longing of heavenly desires, we shall necessarily be ensnared in earthly ones. Think of that. We can get so tied up in this world, and so tied up even in wearing the clothes that this kind of person has or that person has. You be the first one to buy this piece that every home should have, etc. No. What we want to do is desire that God dwell more fully in me, that I decrease, that he increase, that he love us, that he draw near to us. That's what we want. That's really what we want. And don't say, oh, that's impossible. No, just try one little thing a day, and it will grow. If you allow it to grow, it will grow. One thing a day. You do something good for your family. You do something good for a neighbor. You are kind to somebody who's difficult at work. You're raising a child that's a little difficult. Please ask God for help and open your heart to what he wants to do. He has so much more in store for us than we can even begin to understand right now. I personally have often thought about what would it be like to go to heaven? Will I see all my friends? Will I be with those I love? And I pray for all of them that we may be together one day in heaven. Of course, the first is to see the Lord himself and his angels. My goodness, brothers and sisters, I think I'll fall over in a dead faint, but God will keep me alive. It's overwhelming to know him. And then perhaps to see people we love, people who have died before us. We want to pray. We want to pray for all those we know, that they may perhaps spend some time in purgatory, but see you and most of all see the Lord in the world that is to come. This is only this world. We have life everlasting in Christ if we follow him. And no matter how many mistakes you weigh, just say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. I do that. And I mean it. I don't just say the words. I mean it. Lord, be kind to me today. Today I'm very confused. Today I'm worried. Today I'm in difficulty. And I shouldn't have said this to that person or done that. Just go back and apologize. I know it's hard, but go apologize and have it wiped away because God loves you and he wants you with him forever in heaven. And he's simply asking you to follow him. I know it's humbling. I know it's hard. Well, I'm not going to say I'm sorry until he says he's sorry. No, no, don't do that. Just go and say whatever it is that you think you should. Brothers and sisters, we want to imitate the Lord himself. We want to become more and more like him. And that's why the Holy Spirit dwells within us, to lead us closer and closer to him. May God give you abundant blessing today. Please, brothers and sisters, take to heart what I'm saying, because it will make a huge difference in your life now and in the life to come. None of us knows what it will bring, but it will be good. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.